Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
My zip code, 92120.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Yeah, John Campbell.
Okay. Mr. Campbell, I do see your name here. Would you verify your address, please?
Before I give you too much information, I want to know who this telephone number is, because I have a charge on my credit card that I don't recognize.
Okay. Well, this is a customer service call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. So I do see an order here, but your name is a common name, so I just need to verify with the address.
San Diego, California.
Okay. And what's the street address?
Well, again, I've given you everything that you would need to know me.
I have to.
Del Paso Avenue. I don't know if you're legit. That's why I'm calling.
Okay. I do understand, sir, but of course we have to protect the privacy of the customers here as well. Would you mind providing the last four of the car that's being charged?
Yeah, 5686.
Okay. So that verifies that this is the account where the Bites Hub, this is an app, was just ordered. It looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner and got to the product page and ordered the Bites Hub. This is an app that helps you plan healthier meals. Yes, sir. It's designed to help you cut sugar and carbs from your diet.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't what I was purchasing. So
okay.
It was only supposed to be $5 for a vacuum cleaner for the shipping, not $59.89 for anything.
Okay. Well, now that you know what the app is, would you like to try it? We can reduce it to $20.
No. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the disputes department at my bank and tell them that I got snookered on it and I don't want it.
Okay. Well, this order originated on the 21st, last Thursday. So in regards to the order, the company would allow me to go ahead and close it, but they would charge you a $5 setup fee.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to go back and tell my bank not to honor this.
Okay. Well, they'll see the terms and conditions of the order, but I do understand what you're saying. So if you'll hold the line, I can check with my supervisor to see what we can do for you, if we can do anything else for you, rather.
Okay. Thank you.
One moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's saying as a courtesy, we can go ahead and refund the full amount, but to reiterate to you that the terms and conditions, they are valid, but the refund will process and will post back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
It's Sandra.
Sandra?
Yes.
Sandra, you are awesome. Thank you very much for helping me.
Yes, sir, Mr. Campbell. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye. Okay. You have a wonderful day, and thank you again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.